Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Lord Jesus Christ is the only way that we can make it. So, and the Gentiles' time is going to be up pretty soon. Pretty soon.
Yes.
So don't think we got forever in a day. We don't have forever in a day. We don't have nothing but right now. And the Hebrew writers say, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. That's saying, you know what? You know, you might think, oh, I can't harden my heart against God. But here's how easy it is. You'll say, oh, I ain't ready. I ain't ready today. I got some things.
I got some things
I want to do. I want to smoke me a little pot, or I want to go to the strip joint, or, you know, that devil will give you any of them. He'll flash all of them in front of your eyes or your mind.
Yeah.
And you'll think, oh, But pretty soon I'm gonna really get serious about God. Well, now is the day. Today is that day. Today is that day.
Because
it might not be a tomorrow. You know, do y'all realize they're killing people? People don't know you. They don't have to have nothing against you. They're driving down the street or driving past your house, and you don't have to have ever even seen them or know them for them to just kill you without any thought about it. Murder is on the rampage. God said it was going to happen, but we didn't believe it. He said evil men and seducers would act worse and worse. Now, we can pray and believe. Now, here's the difference. The Bible say no weapon formed shall prosper that come against us, and no tongue that rise up. The Bible say if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. He say the devil in the hell can't pluck you out of his hand. So whose side you going to be on? Choose. You remember I don't know if you remember, but the Old Testament said, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve.
That's in the book of Joshua. Choose.
Yes, it is. Choose ye this day. That's like one of the first assignments Joshua came in with after Moses had died. Joshua, he came on in. He said, I'm just going to paraphrase right now as if to say, now y'all been playing with Moses, but I'm serious now. Now y'all choose you this day, because if you're going to be with God, be with God. If you ain't, go on about your business. You know.
I know with Moses had a more tender heart, but he had a specific attitude with God. He's the only one who could talk to God face to face. And he told God, he said, no, you're going to destroy them. He says, now listen at this, Willie Hunter. Take me by the living book. Just take my name out. Oh, my God. You mean that man who was 40 years on this side and 40 years on this side, but God said, oh, you messed up, but I'm not going to let you see. I'm not going to let you go to the promised land. Take a look.
Joe did.
I thought I want you to see. But he said, okay, I got it. And to this day, nobody know what a body that is weighing body is.
Amen. I was going to say that a few minutes ago. You're so right. But why would Moses care about where his body is burnt? You know, Moses, I'm sure, don't care. To be, after being in the presence of God, who wants to be here? If I ever get taken up for a minute up there with God, I don't want to come back here with you guys. No way, Jose.
You know what, teacher? One of the things you and I can take a look at, the closer Moses walked to the presence of God, the more God allowed him to see what he was doing.
Sure did.
Now, when he said, when Moses said, well, I want to see your face to face, Moses said, no. I'm paraphrasing. You can't see me face to face. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. Now, I have a solution, God said. Now, as I pass by, I let's see my hind part.
Joe did.
Oh, my God. Oh.
What a God. What a God.
What a God. But see, when I saw that in the spirit, I said, oh, my God. God allowed me to look into the spirit and see why, when what Moses was saying, see, as you and I, as the teacher's teaching, if you would take your understanding what God is really saying, you would come to an understanding. Say, Lord, what do you have me to do? Let's see if we got somebody online. But I will say to him, what God does, God keeps faithful. He's not allowing you.
He's faithful. God is so faithful.
He's not a liar. One thing I'll say as much, when God says something, he meant it.
Yes.
He meant it.
Thank God.
He said, Joshua, listen, I want you to understand this. Just as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you.
So, amen.
So, you and I can say what the Bible says. God says, listen, teachers, just as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you also.
Joe can say that. And that's a
Amen.
Praise God. We got somebody else in there. Hallelujah.
Under the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
This is a doctor. She's ready to come on after you. I'm going to let her come on after you. But you can listen in. I'm going to put you on hold and let her come on after you. Are you there?
Yes, Dr. Hunter. Dr. Monica. Hello? Hello, Dr. Hunter?
I'm going to do this here.
Thank you.